Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Having a good time. We've got a special guest this morning, and her name is Isla. Or Isla, if you prefer. Kidding. You get that a lot?
Yeah.
Well, the S is silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like island. Hello.
Yep, like island. Isla. Isla's been the star of the show today. Last hour. If you usually listen through the podcast, there's a lot of fun stuff in there. Are you smarter than a fifth? She's going into fifth grade. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? She totally trounced her dad. A lot of people play and they'll kill both of you guys.
Yeah,
so, you
know. I heard that via text. Here's another text. 92 Heist says, she is right. I lived in D.C. and we celebrated them in April. I understand she's right, but we're talking about a lady who's missing the point. She went to D.C.
I don't know if I
to
went.
See
How
the pandas.
My sister, who's four
and the
years
only
younger.
Thing that she brings up is those only bloom once a month. Okay, I don't really care. I don't care about the blossoms. What I'm saying is I've shared a trip to D.C. to see the pandas 10,000 times with
you. Yeah, I remember it.
And you were there.
It turns out I don't remember it, though.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but my sister, who's 4 years younger than me, does remember it. Because we were there when I was little. I was probably, I don't know, 10. So she was like a 6-year-old. She's like, yeah, we went and saw the pandas, dummy.
I actually think the year we went, if I can remember it correctly, they may have been either had a late winter storm or the blooms came early because it was cold.
Yeah.
But the blooms were happening.
Right.
So I don't know. In the end, I have no memory of that like exact window. But D.C.
Yeah.
It's a trip you take. It's cool. We went to the Smithsonian and all the things you do.
It's amazing there. I actually remember going to the Smithsonian, but I feel like I've been in D.C. more than just the one time. So, but I might not have. And we might have seen the pandas. You know, I'll tell you something, though, Isla. I think about you and your sister a lot because I hear stories that your dad tells and stuff. And I know from annoying little sisters because mine was just... What a little...
But don't nod yes.
She knows.
Edie is not annoying.
Look, we're having a moment here.
Oh,
she is
annoying.
Uh-huh. I get it. So listen. So here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
She is absolutely one of my closest friends now. And every mean thing that I did to her as a big sister and every little just needling thing that she did to me, those are like jokes between us now. Like, she's one of the most important people in my life. So I wish that for you and Edie.
Okay.
Because that's a sister. That is, it's big.
I don't have a bell. Do you have the bell?
Ding,
over
ding,
there?
Shame.
Hit it.
Sisters.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second here. I definitely have something I was supposed to say. Oh, here it is. It's the Bruno Mars thing. Hey, there's probably people listening right now go, give me the code word now. It is time to get you in the running for our incredible Alice Escape to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. Right now, text this hour's code word, Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win this incredible adventure. Jane has two more chances for you to enter today. Those will be different code words, 405 and 505. This hour's code word, once again, is Vegas, V-E-G-A-S. Text it to the contest line, 20357, right now. It's pretty simple to enter. You just have to, you got to know the number, 20357. Okay, we talked a little bit about Matthew Perry earlier. I went and looked to see if there was any more info, and it's not much, but it's worth repeating some of this stuff. First off, the quote I'm seeing here is, "Shoot me up with a big one," is apparently the last thing he said to his assistant, who did and then left to do some errands. "Shoot me up with a big one." Horrifying. So they say here, on the day that Matthew Perry died, his live-in personal assistant gave him his first ketamine shot of the morning at about 8:30. About 4 hours later, while he was watching a movie at his home in Los Angeles, he got another injection. And about 40 minutes later, he wanted another one. "Shoot me up with a big one," he said to Kenneth Iwamasa.
Oh, this guy's admitting to what he did then.
He is. Oh, okay. Yes. He said, "Shoot me up with a big one," and then asked him to prepare his hot tub. Does that mean put a drink next to the side of it?
No, he drowned.
I know, but prepare his hot tub? Like, is that what happened? Oh, you just walk outside and get in your hot tub?
I don't know. Maybe turn it on? I don't know. Maybe. I don't have a hot tub, so I wouldn't know.
So Mr. Iwamasa filled a syringe with ketamine, gave his boss a third shot, and left the house to run some errands. According to court papers, when he returned, he found Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing, face down in the water, dead.
Well, that was the kill shot.
Yeah. Good job, dude. One of the five people who the authorities in California said this week had been charged with a conspiracy to distribute ketamine. So, in case you didn't hear some of this stuff, it's this personal assistant. He's 59-year-old Kenneth Iwamasa. Two doctors, awful, awful people, based on what I know of their text messages, Salvador Plasencia and Mark Chavez, they're both doctors. They discussed his, Matthew Perry's desire for ketamine in a text exchange together last September, about a month before he died, when Plasencia asked Chavez, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." Pretty damning.
That is despicable.
Plasencia also is the one who taught Kenneth Iwamasa, I can't remember the guy's name, it's not right in front of me. He taught him how to do these injections. And he said that that process of teaching him was like a bad movie. These two doctors provided Matthew Perry with about 20 vials of ketamine in the month leading up to his death for $55,000 in cash. And that may not have been the ketamine that killed him. There's a fourth person who was charged. He's an acquaintance of Matthew's named Eric Fleming, who reached out to a major underground seller of ketamine known as the Ketamine Queen to get him even more. And it looks like he paid $11,000 in cash for 50 vials of ketamine from this person. And that person has also been. So those are the five people, the two doctors, the assistant, the friend, and the Ketamine Queen. Her name is Yasvin Sanga. So there you go. That's what we know about this right now. And as more details come down the line, we'll get them to you, or they'll pop up on your phone and your Google alerts. Let's talk about something super fun that I love, and it's called coffee. This is something I want. I don't love the Keurig cup things. Do you know about these, Isla? They're like, it's just like a little pod, and you put it in a machine, and it's filled with water. You crank the thing down, and it makes you a single cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So that is, one of them is called a Keurig. Mm-hmm. And there is a Green Day Keurig machine now. It's super cool. It's black, and it's got the heart-shaped grenade, the one from American Idiot, because it's like it's a big deal. It's like the 20th anniversary of American Idiot. So it looks cool. They make coffee. It used to be called the Oakland Coffee Company.
They changed the name, though.
Yeah, it's Punk Bunny Coffee. Okay. And so that is, so you get the little few of the pods, but this is happening. This, it's $159. It's a Keurig machine and it's going on sale this Tuesday. That is going to take 2 seconds to sell out. So right. if it's something you want, make a calendar reminder right now because that's going. That's going to be one of those limited edition things. So Billy Joe says, our buses and backstage passes have been stocked with our coffee company's first ever signature brewer. We hope you guys love it as much as we do. They launched a coffee brand back in 2015. I don't know when they changed the name, but yeah, it's from Oakland Coffee to Punk Bunny Coffee. It's cute.
I follow them on Instagram and I remember they announced, but I don't know, you know how I have no like gauge to go. Was that 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago or 6 days?
So the Keurig thing though, they are definitely saying they don't know how many are available. And if you want one, you better mark your calendar. So they are neat looking. I put a picture of them up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you are, do you want to come look? Or?
Isla's musical education has not gotten to Green Day yet.
Oh,
we're not there yet.
No. So good.
Well,
so,
I have heard a little bit of their
like
songs.
What? Sing me a Green Day song.
No.
No is an acceptable answer.
Yeah. 415 says, shoot me up with a big one. Kind of sounds like assisted suicide.
What?
It does. It's awful.
The whole it's a story. It's, sorry, honey. It's an old.
I know.
It's a story that's really
it is actually
not great.
A terrible story that we're telling while you're here. Okay, couple things here in the new music world. Mm-hmm. First of all, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
It's a hit.
It is.
I've
a
only
hit.
Heard a couple seconds of it, and it is a hit.
It's really, really. Did you like it too?
I haven't heard it, but I've definitely heard.
Well, we heard a little chunk of it this morning.
Oh,
you
did?
Were, yeah, you were
she
here.
She wasn't listening.
Yeah, she was in the other room. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think about it here? Like, is this what you think Dad's work is like, or is this anything new that you?
It's definitely not what I pictured.
Yeah, you were funny. She came over here and like she's looking at the board and figuring out how everything works.
Yeah,
that's cool. Would you ever think about doing a radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Well, she wants to be an actress. I mean, we had a kind of a heart-to-heart.
Oh, you did?
You could start here, you know, get a little notoriety, get your influencer numbers up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Sarah and I have done quite a few movies off our
Yes, that is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are, fame,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
We're very famous. God, you're so lucky to be around us right now. She's like, okay, I'm going to go. You take me to the beach later, Dad. So Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, they've got a song. It's called Die With a Smile. There's a video out. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's really kitschy and fun. And the song is really good. It's exactly what you think. It's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, two of the most talented people around and their awesome new song. The funniest part about it to me, so they're sort of dressed like they're on stage at the Grand Ole Opry or something. Like they have matching kind of cowboy country outfits. And she's sitting at the piano and she's got like a cig hanging out of her mouth, which is so... You never see that anymore. I was like, oh, man, it was actually kind of bothering me as I watched the beginning of the thing. I'm like, oh, spit that thing out. Anyway, there's that. That's a new song from them. It's a full on video. It looks great. New music today. F1 Trillion from Post Malone. We've been waiting on this one for quite some time. It's his sixth album and it's his country debut. Jelly Roll, Hardy, Morgan Wallen, Tim McGraw, Dolly Parton, Blake Shelton, Lainey Wilson. A zillion guests on there. In fact, I think there's only one song on the record that doesn't have a guest credit.
Oh.
Which people were saying was, is this even a Post Malone record? This just seems like he's having fun with a bunch of country people.
Well, you know, there's, I thought he was, when I first heard about Post Malone, I thought he was a rapper.
Me too.
But it's clear he's got a real pop sensibility.
Well, he's,
and he's
incredibly talented.
Yeah, he's writing
Who knew?
Pop songs in...
What
in every
heck?
Genre.
I know. He really can do it all.
Yeah, that doesn't wouldn't lead you to believe that
video,
he's gonna be.
Type in what the heck Post Malone video. You got I mean, this is like early days of I don't even know how old he is. It's just if you are like, if you had shown me that, I'd be like, that guy never no one ever hears of that guy ever again.
Right.
Yeah. You lied. What the heck? Also, today, there's a Foster the People record, so if you are
like
a fan,
them.
Their fourth record, Paradise State of Mind, is out. By the way, back to Post Malone really quickly. We just talked to his new record is out, F1 Trillion. He just performed for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry stage, which they let him do that fast. A lot of times people have to, they got to work for a while before they get a debut on the Grand Ole Opry, but not Posty.
You know what? I think if he had just put out a country record, it would be different than the way he reached out to all these country artists and
all
had them join
the country
him.
People.
I
right.
think that automatically brought him into the mix.
It did. And it's funny, the embrace is real. Like, you know, you could say, oh, I'm going to try and get everybody from everybody big in country music right now to guest on my album. And most of them would just go, who, what? No. Right. Should I? I don't think so. He's got a cool factor that is kind of amazing.
I also think it's not even just cool factor because I don't know. I could see them being like, that's not cool. But he's got a talent factor and an ability to write music. It's like that Anderson .Paak said of Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is doing music with Bruno Mars is like having a cheat code for hits. And right. I think it's kind of the same with right. Posty. Like,
there are people who just got it.
Right.
So Post Malone performed for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry stage, and it looks like he had a blast. There are some there's a bunch of videos. I didn't post any of these, but you can easily Google this and see quite a bit of it. He had to be a good boy. They have a very strict no swearing rule on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever heard him talk in any video. Every other word out of his mouth is something you can't say on the Grand Ole Opry stage. So the challenge was tough. He mostly made it out unscathed. At one point,
isn't that where What's Her Bucket went on stage and cussed while doing Dolly?
I don't know if that was at the Opry, but it might have been. Because she was, I actually have a story about that floating around here somewhere too. She's like, I've really reevaluated a lot of things in my life and
good,
what I was
hope
doing.
So.
So at one point, Posty's up on stage. He says, everyone having fun tonight? I'm not going to cuss. I'm having the freaking best time of my life. Have I cussed already? Just once? Nah, once is fine. He said ass.
Oh.
So people were, apparently his one slip all night.
That's debatable.
Not there, it isn't. Ass is not allowed. So he said, keep kicking ass, and saying that is a grievous crime. So I hope the Opry was able to forgive him. You know, it's funny because ass is kind of like, it's very harsh in general day-to-day stuff.
But you've said it four times right here on the radio.
Ass.
Right.
But it's allowed. It's not one of those words that people fall about the place like, oh, right. God, I've got the vapors over it.
I don't think.
So on Big Brother, there's this older woman. She's like, I don't know, maybe 51, 52. And her name's Angela. And she's a nut. And she's
a nut? Is that what you said?
She's a nut.
Okay.
Like this chick. I don't even really know how to describe it. She's like paranoid and weird and just she's
exactly she's what they're looking for when they're casting.
Exactly. She's a kook. So she's in the diary room, and a couple times already she's said, you know, she goes, well, damn it. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, damn. I can't say. And meanwhile, of course, they don't even bleep that. And then the other night she goes, you know, I'm going to kick someone's ass. And oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, freaking out about it.
That's
like
funny.
And they just let her and they just roll the thing that she said. It's just so, yeah, I mean, ass I would be fine with, but the Grand Ole Opry.
You're enjoying this season though, a Big Brother.
I really am.
Oh, good.
There are some just hateable people on there. And those are the ones, like, sometimes you root for the hateable people to go and then you realize, oh, I miss the hateable people. They really stirred up the house. The house got boring when the hateable people left.
Mm.
There's this guy, Tucker. I just want to punch him in the face, like just so many times. Just please stop. Stop it. Stop being you. Stop.
Mm.
Oh, that guy. Oh, you probably love him.
Tucker. He's
like, yes, Tucker. Oh.
Why would I love him?
Because he's just a goof. Like I could see you being friends with him.
Why do you want to hate him then?
Because he's so annoying. You'd probably love him.
I don't know. I
maybe
do try
you
to.
Watch.
Be,
I want you to
I try
watch
to be
it.
Patient with annoying people because I know. Yeah.
But he's also like super condescending, and he like lost his crap when this guy in the house didn't do exactly what he wanted him to do. So, I don't know. He just seems like a jerk. But whatever. Okay, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
I'll finish the story about things that are worth the money and science.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
These.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Dance the night.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. A couple of the things we talked about on today's show you can find up on our Facebook page. The Bruno Gaga collaboration, which is amazing. And the Green Day coffee machine. And now this.
This Alice report is brought to you by tickets to see Matt Nathanson. Today is the last day. Listen to Jane today at 6.05 p.m. for the keyword. Text the keyword to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Nathanson on August 30th at Mountain Winery in Saratoga, courtesy of Golden Voice.
Isla, you've been a total star today.
Great job, kid.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, so we've got a nice day. The city is
it's gorgeous.
Big blue sky overhead.
Yep.
Which is great. So that's I love the city in all weathers, but a nice blue sky is pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what and highs in the mid to upper 80s.
Nice warm one.
Yeah, it's going to be a warm summer day, everyone. I know this broadcaster plans to leave here and go take a power nap.
After you take Isla around and take her to the beach.
Show her some stuff. Yeah, you know. She is with dad for the day.
She's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
All right. So here's what's happening. I'll start with science.
Da-da-da-da.
You did it.
So fast.
Good job.
Did you hear me screw up? I just said I read a perfect board this morning and then I didn't have my
I don't know why you did that.
Because I apparently wanted to jinx myself.
Crazy.
I know. Dumb.
In space news, We found, we found huge oceans of water on Mars.
Oh, how do we do that?
Or in Mars.
Oh, under the regolith?
It's too deep to get to.
Oh, but there's water there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
In caffeine news, a study found that more than 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks a day could cause heart damage.
Oh, well, I'm screwed.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
A really good friend of my wife's, I was actually at Sports Basement the other day. I'm walking through there to get a couple things.
Yeah.
And she works there. And I didn't know that, but she goes, hey, Vinny. And we start talking and she said that she got COVID a year ago. And since then, she's had heart irregularities.
Oh, no.
And she's one of my wife's runner friends.
Oh, no.
She hasn't been running for a year since she got that, got over the COVID, because it's totally affecting her heart, which is just another one of those stories that no one tells because everyone's like, that's not real.
Yeah.
There's no COVID.
Mm.
What? Right. Ask someone that works in an ER if it's real. Like, everybody there is going.
People are getting bad cases of it right now, too.
It's been going around. Anyway, I was just really sad to hear that because I think when I think of running, I think it's exercise you don't want to do but kind of have to. Otherwise, you're going to add weight. But for me, or for them, running is their surfing.
Mm.
Like, I, you know, it's part of me. It's my church. It's like the thing I really crave and need. And to not be able to probably is like bumming.
Christina loves it.
Oh, she would be bummed if she couldn't run for a year.
Right.
That would be a lot. So anyway, I just thought, wow, that's a terrible story. Don't drink more than 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks a day could cause heart damage or get COVID, because that might also.
That could cause it too. Yeah, that's 4 seems very limiting. I don't know. I like to drink, a whole pot.
I know you do. And I wonder when they say, you know, 3 or 4 cups, like what cups are we talking about?
Well, obviously my 16 ounce cup.
Right.
Hello.
A study in England found things like ChatGPT don't actually pose a serious threat to society. So everybody calm down and stop worrying about AI destroying humanity. That's good news.
AI came out with that, didn't they? Don't worry about it.
I don't
Resistance
know.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, they're
you
not.
Will be assimilated.
They haven't put that source there. A study found bug sprays meant to deter cockroaches don't work anymore.
Oh,
they've evolved past them.
It happens.
The term super cockroaches is now being thrown around.
Wow. I can't wait to meet some of those. Woo!
Okay. Let me find
super cockroach? Super cockroach?
I started the story and then we ran out of time,
but I
wanted to do this one about, where is it?
I like this one. You started
People are sharing the purchases they think are 100% worth the money. On the list is, for safety, quality tires are a must. Paying movers when moving to a new place. I agree. Noise-canceling headphones. They're pretty great. I don't have any, but I do know they work.
We did talk about this earlier, and we kind of got off on a side note with this guy who moves people. I have that video now, and I'm putting it up at the Sarah and
Vinny
Facebook
the name
page.
Of the guy?
The guy, hold on. Let me see. Let me find his name here. Paolo from Tokyo. P-A-O-L-O from Tokyo.
Oh, all right.
It's not Zootokyo.
On the list of things that are totally worth the money, therapy. It's the best thing I ever splashed out on. You know, if you're someone who's like,
it is expensive.
All my relationships fail. I wonder if it's me. You should go find out. Go to a therapist and talk to someone and find out if you're chasing people off. Maybe you are. It might not be you,
but it could also be you. Yeah.
Worth every penny is the new my security system. Yeah, alarms are great. You want to have look, someone can always beat anything. But if you want to go on vacation and at least maybe have a little bit of a carefree attitude, like, hey, I've done all I can do. Everything's locked. I've put sticks in the windows and I've set the alarm.
What else could I do? Set my dragon loose?
Yeah.
Patrolling the outer perimeter?
On the list of things that are worth the money, a good pillow.
Oh, that is, yes.
And then they say also a bed upgrade. A good bed. Also,
it really is true.
You know, that's one
what
of
you
those
sleep
things.
On matters.
Yep. Mm. You spend, you know, between 3, 5, or in Sarah's case, 14 hours in bed a day.
Will you stop it? I don't do that anymore.
Well,
you're actually
you
hurting
forever.
My feelings because I can't do it anymore. Now I wake up a little early every day and I can't get to sleep.
On the list of things that are worth the money, my air fryer.
Oh.
Global entry, which includes TSA
pre-check.
Yes. You have that.
It's great.
All right. Also, a bidet.
Really?
And it washes your butt when you take
You like that, right? You had one of those. And you
I did enjoy it. Yeah. Good pair of shoes or boots. Don't buy cheap footwear, they say here.
That is true.
Sarah's, Isla's pointing to her Converse.
Oh, your Converse. I have Converse as well. I like my Converse high tops.
Hey, everybody in the Bay Area is now calling them Converse. You're not on. No. Sarah just turned you
on. Okay. Gracias.
De adios.
And someone added on the list of things that are totally worth the money. My dog, every vet bill, every toy, every trip, he saved me. Mm. Dogs.
Oh.
Dogs are the best.
Anyway, that was from BuzzFeed. It's a neat little list of things that are worth the money. Mm. I like it.
Do you remember Willa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old were you when she passed? That was a while ago, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I think that you were probably 3.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Did you remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a good old dog.
She was good.
Let's see here. What else can I get to? You know what? Let me do some texts. Yeah. Oh, no. Let me do this one real quick, and then I'll do texts. A poll by dating.com found 72% of singles have gotten into a politically charged conversation with a match since the presidential debate in June.
Well, that's just life these days.
It does seem like that's become... Do you want to be with someone who you spar with, or do you want to be with someone who you are on the same page with?
Yeah.
Because half of people say, I would date someone with opposing views, except that when that gets really passionate, that's a problem.
Right.
And it can be so passionate because you find yourself talking about, oh, I don't know, your body.
Right.
And women's your control
rights.
Over it.
Sure. Reproductive rights. They're hot button topics on both sides. Like, those are unsolvable problems. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we should be saying, I hate that we're so divided. Like, who? Why? Just stop talking about it. Stop talking about politics. We're ruined.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 510 says, my son, Isla's age, plays Roblox. We are Pokemon Go friends with Sarah and would be cool if the kiddos could play Roblox together.
Oh, is that a thing where you find
game
people
name,
online?
Oh, they say his game name. I'll write it down for you.
Okay. And then you play Roblox all the time?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you still play?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
Do.
What is that?
It's like a game where it has all these like mini games. And
it's
not
a lot
like
of
Minecraft,
different stuff.
Is it?
No.
It's not
nothing
like Minecraft.
Like that. Okay.
It's a bunch of games.
And you play against other people on there? Like, you would take this kid's info and you would
friend him
or something?
You friend people and then you get to play games with each other.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I like games.
Mm-hmm.
530 says, aloha, it's your favorite listener in Hawaii. Hey. I just wanted to say how fun it is to hear Isla, Megan in Kona.
Hey, Megan in Kona. She's got to be on
Megan.
The Odyssey app.
Yay, Isla, you've done a great job today. So great hearing your voice, Sherry in Concord.
I know. It has been really fun, Isla. It's been a good day.
It's been fun being here.
Absolutely love hearing Isla on the show today. Slay queen. Laura and Brian Florence. Laura and Brian, Florence, Oregon, listening on the Odyssey app. Mountain Winery is a really cool venue, by the way, for Matt Nathanson, Jessica, San Mateo app. Isla's doing great. So cute. 707. Isla rules the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. I do. I really do.
Yeah. We're going to turn things over to Isla now, and she's going to take you through the rest of the day here on the Alice. Even
Isla
Jane's like, go
ahead, Isla, take over. Isla is fabulous. Congratulations. So fun hearing her on the show today.
I'm so fabulous.
Oh boy. Drive home's
going
to be
taste
a rough
of it.
One. Yeah. I thought Green Day's coffee thing was supposed to be better for the environment than Keurig.
I wonder if it is a Keurig machine, by the way. Mm. It is made by Keurig. You go to Keurig.com to buy this thing. Mm. It crossed my mind, too. I wonder if they made some kind of biodegradable cups, the little pods that you put in there. Because those things, I always thought, oh, that's a trash can nightmare right there.
Yeah, I agree. 415 says, hey, S&B, I just wanted to say that today's show with Isla is possibly, no, actually my favorite show of yours ever. And I've been listening since the beginning.
Oh,
yay.
Honestly.
Vinny, can I suggest you encourage Isla to make a podcast? Don't actually distribute it publicly because she's a kid, but give her mic time in a studio and let her make recordings for her friends. Good experience for her. She already shows great talent.
Oh. You have a YouTube channel, don't you?
You
could kind of do shorties on there.
I had to get rid of it because no one could really see it.
Oh, mom wouldn't let you private.
No, she made it private, which I was kind of sad about that.
Well,
you are
a kid. There are terrible people out there.
My friends.
And yeah, but we don't want no trouble, right?
Yeah, we don't need any trouble.
I had like above 200.
Oh, goodness.
In like a week.
Well.
That sounds like a problem. All right, listen. Hey, Isla, have a great time. Talk his ear off on the way home today.
Oh, that's no problem.
Yeah, I can feel it. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks,
happy
everyone.
Friday. Enjoy the sunshine.
And happy Friday.
We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job today, Isla.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.